when I work with micromanagers, I get them to really understand what is your intention. And usually it's to maintain a quality, a consistent quality output. And so once we've got that, it's okay, right, well, how do we do that? Because your micromanagement isn't working. And when I can get them to see that they're constantly dipping in and out is causing people to feel like they're not trusted, then we're able to get them to work on, get them to work on another way forward. Because when people don't feel like they're trusted, then their productivity takes a hit and you're not going to get that discretionary effort. So when I can encourage people to find ways to trust their people, to reduce the detail focus, because quite often it's their focus in the detail that leads them to micromanagement, and also to determine clear standards for the work that's to be done and to communicate that and then just let the people go away and deliver to it. And that's what Wendy was able to do.
Corinne, another style of management that's identifiable, I think, to a lot of people is one that you've called the people burner.
Yes. So our people burner has a focus on the task and getting the task at hand done. And an example of that was Adam. So Adam was a project manager in the IT space. And when a project couldn't be completed, he worked in quite significant size projects. And when a project just couldn't be completed, then the chief information officer would bring Adam in on contract and he was able to get the project in. So after years of being in that high success, high stress type of role, in his words, he was ready for a change and he wanted to do a role that he felt made a better contribution to society. So he joined a large healthcare network, and that strong sense of purpose was something that he really felt like had been missing in his life. And he got that from this organisation. And what they got was his history and experience in delivering these big projects. So it was a match made in heaven, except that it wasn't. Because after about 3 months, I was called in because all of Adam's projects were running behind. Some of his key stakeholders, even after 3 months, some of his key stakeholders were refusing to meet with him and people were leaving his team. So Adam was a people burner. And his executive general manager gave him that feedback, that he was burning relationships, that he was seen as a poor communicator who cared more about the outcome than he did about the people. And you know, that approach might have worked in the IT space, but it wasn't working in the community health space where relationships were so much more important. So Adam was completely shocked by this and just not willing to accept that that was the case. Now, he'd been hugely successful for his whole career with this particular leadership style. And so it was them that was the problem, not him. And he did this the hard way. He ranted and railed for quite a bit. And then he got real with himself. And to his credit, he rang up one of the chief information officers that he'd worked for in the past and explained this feedback. And there was a really uncomfortable silence. And then the guy he'd called apologised to him and said, well, actually, I fully agree with that feedback, but your results focus had suited me, and so I had brought you in to get the result, and then I'd gone in behind and cleaned up all the collateral damage from the people. So for Adam, you know, that second lot of feedback was enough to help him to then move into really discovering what was going on and then being able to decode what was his intention and how else could he have that intention met. So his intention was to get the job done. And what he was doing was focusing on the outcomes at the expense of the people. And so the people around him felt like he didn't care. He wasn't building any relationships. And we were able to work through together until he could see that he could get the job done just as effectively if he got the job done through the people rather than despite the people. And so it was actually quite interesting because when I got in touch with him 6 months later after I'd finished working with him, his team were all happy and productive. All his stakeholders, he'd built relationships and built trust back with them again. And all his projects were back on track. the best thing was that he was really happy. And after having been through a tricky marriage, he actually said, you know, it's really interesting, but just as I'm feeling so much better in my career, I've met a beautiful lady.
Aww.
And I suspect that those two things were not unrelated.
Is it lovely when you work with people and you do get outcomes like that, where they've changed their life for the better?
Absolutely. And that's why I do what I do, to see the growth in individuals and to see the growth in teams. And then in some organisations, I work across the whole organisation, and to be able to see the movement in whole, you know, tribes of people, because they better understand themselves and they better understand each other. And they've got out of their own way. There's really fancy ways that I can describe the work that I do. But in its most simple, I help people and teams get out of their own way. And that's what it's all about.